Hi, my name is John Kimber, Senior Pastor of Faith Baptist Church in Rexford, Clifton Park, New York, and I'm honored to be your pastor for the day. Your deepest passions, affections, and priorities are revealed in a few ways. For example, where you invest your money, what you put the most effort and energy into, and how you use your time, particularly time, as it's the most precious commodity you have. You can earn more money, you can work to increase your energy, somewhat at least, but you can never make more time. We should be sure to use our time wisely and be sure that the balance of our time leans in the direction of things that have eternal value, things that will aid and enhance our walk with Jesus and the walks of those around us, spiritual things. Things with a heavenly focus, they are all worthy of our time. The pursuit of eternal things binds the heart to that which lasts. The pursuit of worldly things binds the heart to that which is temporal. And Jesus says as much in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. It seems that things have not changed much in the last 2,000 years. It's clear from these verses that in his day, people were putting emphasis on temporal things. Jesus reminds them, those things will rust, moth will destroy them, perhaps even someone will break in and steal them from you. We as Christians should not be tethered here on earth. As believers, we are not tethered here, are we? I hope that you're not. We should be ready for there, ready for heaven, ready for eternity. We should long for the day when everything is made new and former things are remembered no more. We should long to be in his presence. What Jesus objects to in the verses that I just read are not the things of this world, and not even the enjoyment of many of them. What he objects to is worldly mindedness. As followers of Christ, our sense of value should be different to the sense of value that those outside of Christ have. If we understand true value to be found in Jesus and our relationship with God through the death and resurrection of Jesus, then the value of everything else must be less. It must decrease, and he must increase. Jesus says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." If our hearts are filled with Christ, you know, perhaps when you were little, you said, "I've asked Jesus to come into my heart." If you have surrendered your heart to Christ, given your life to him, then he will be your treasure. Invest in the eternal and steward the temporal. A heart that's right before God will hold loosely to the things of this world, our money, our energy, our time, and be willing to use them for God. Being good stewards of that which God has given us is a matter of the heart. And in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23, it says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." Let's guard our hearts today. Let's be sure to invest our money, our effort, our energy, and especially our time in things that really matter, things that count for eternity. My name is John Kimber, Senior Pastor of Faith Baptist Church in Rexford, Clifton Park, New York, and I'm honored to be your pastor for the day.